Was there anything better to come out of the weekend than that Ash Barty party over there at Roland Garros? What a performance it was in the end. She's $3.7 million richer. She's now the world number two tennis player. And then she's now the third favourite going into Wimbledon. Serena Williams, $6. Petra Kvitova, $7. And Ash Barty, $8. What did he think? Roger Rashid, good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. And no, there probably wasn't, was there? Not for a long time, I think. You know, it's, and the numbers are—they're quite amazing what she's stacking up and producing in just, you know, 3 years since she's been back playing. And you know, when you really contemplate that and think about it, the way her journey, it's the trajectory, it's been outstanding. We know she's a talent, but to do it with such calmness as well and poise and. You know, I think that's one of the beauties of it all, that where, you know, you can sit there and enjoy every facet of how she's gone about it. And, yeah, it's one of those holistic moments, I think, where it sort of moves in different areas and it will touch people in different ways. And especially the young generation, I think it's great.
Yeah. And in particular, Rog, given the story behind Ash and, you know, she's taken time out of the game and she's come back and she's played very well and now has won her first Grand Slam. It's a terrific effort. But is the surface, is clay her best surface, or is it grass or hard court? Like, and chances of winning Wimbledon?
Yeah, well, there's definitely a chance of winning Wimbledon. And I think generally, you know, a grass court, hard court type surface is her goal. I mean, the clay court, it's interesting. I remember, you know, when I was coaching Leighton, we spent a lot of time, a couple of different years, where we decided to have a crack at the French Open, and one in particular. So we spent a lot of specific time on sliding, how you slide, how your body should actually maintain its position, especially the top half of your body, and then what shape of shots you've got to hit. And, you know, if you're not a heavy, if you don't hit the ball with heavy spin, and it's a different type of surface to get reward for on the court. Yeah. And, you know, it's generally a strong person's game. And I think Ash has got, she's got great variety with her shot. And I think that's what makes her different than a lot of the other players, her different type of shots she can play with the ball and with her hands. So she's one of those unique sports people that have got a whole lot of different tricks in their bag and they can just use them at will. And she's one that's now added belief to that. And so it's a remarkable. The other one thing I'll say about clay is that you've got to go out there and enjoy what the clay brings to you, because sometimes you can get a bad bounce. It can be a little bit slipperier than other clay, and then different countries, they're different types of clay. And the conditions, whether it's hot and cold, has massive differentials in what the ball does. So she's admitted also she's really enjoyed being on the clay. That's important.
I think it must have been Friday night. I was watching at home. She led 5-love after 15 minutes in the semi.
Yeah.
Then she lost the opening set.
Yeah, she lost that game.
She's gone. She's gone.
Well, it's three, and she went down 3-love in the second. Yeah. So I thought that was her probably biggest moment of the tournament, and then understanding how you've got to have some emotional balance to actually get through that. So you're 5-love up, 2 set points, you lose that, then you're 3-love down. I mean, realistically, most people would crumble and go, I'm out of here. Whereas she just stayed the course and understood the occasion as well. And her opponent had to go and run through the tape. Could she do that? So yeah, great. Look, it was just one of those great stories for 2 weeks. It's been building, obviously. But to do it in a major and on clay, you'd normally think maybe grass is going to be where she might do that, have that breakthrough. But it's just one of those great stories.
Yeah, and some people, Rog, you know, they kick after winning a Grand Slam. Some people lose their motivation and they're happy with just achieving that.
Yeah.
What type of personality is Ash? What's her work ethic like?
Great work ethic. She's, you know, one of the reasons she came back and wanted to, you know, and decided to come back as well. One of those reasons was she loved the one-on-one battle. She loved being accountable to the process and actually having that sort of pressure cooker type environment and test herself. So I think that's, you know, once you've tasted this, I mean, if you walked away from that and thought, okay, I've been there, it's great, I've got one of the pinnacle events. Gee, you'd be sort of, you know, now the opportunities, you know, it's enormous for it, because the different type of aura you take on the court. And I don't think Ash will have, she won't be one of those players that actually absorbs enormous amount of pressure on herself to go, every match I must win now because I've done something great like that. She's pretty level-headed. Yeah, sure, there'll be different type of eyeballs on her now. And you know what, TK, you'd mentioned the numbers, number two in the world. Boy, she's going to probably be number one in the world, possibly after Wimbledon, but yeah, definitely at some stage through this year. She's not too far away from that at the moment, points-wise. So I think we're going to, you know, she's going to have a number one near her name if she can just keep that consistency through a play.
Well, think of all those bonuses clicking in all those contracts that she's got as with that.
What about the ones so you can play forward now and side to side?
Mate, we were chatting about Rafael Nadal. Mm. The mind boggles that one bloke could win the French Open 12 occasions. It's phenomenal,
a crazy number, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's in sport in general, I think if anyone wins, or if any team wins 12, I mean, he's played it 14 times. He's won 12 of them. I mean, I said that this record would never, you know, some records are never broken. You'd never say never, but I think this one's a never broken, and you can sort of block that in because, you know, how do you win 12 ever again? You've got to probably win your first one at 20, and then you've got to sort of have a, you know, probably a 15, 16-year career where you're durable, strong. You've got a game which is so authentic on clay. And when I was watching that, you know, you're looking at the first seven or eight games, it was just I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was just a physical slugfest. And there were extended rally after extended rally. And Dominic Thiem's a big, strong boy. He's a brute. And you could see Rafa, he got the first set. Yes, he loses the second. And all credit to Dominic Thiem. That's a great performance for him. But you just saw Rafa keep growing and getting stronger and never moving off the line. And Dominic Thiem said that I was slightly off in the third set, slightly. He said in any other match, you would not get, I would not get hurt by that. But against Rafa, it was, you know, it was a 6-1, 6-1, third, fourth set. And he probably could have played for another 5 hours. But it's just one of those amazing things. And if you saw him live on that court, you would understand how hard it is to play him and beat him on a clay court, just with how he covers the court, his ball striking, what that ball does, and the outcome. So, yeah, it's hard to describe it, really, to be honest, because the number's ridiculous.
So we all know that a year is a long time in sport, though, Rog. But could he possibly win another one, two?
Is he favourite next year, Loz?
He would be for sure. Yeah, and exactly. Dominic Thiem would be the second favourite, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Novak. So he's, you know, isn't it funny? You're thinking he's won 12. He's now favourite. He's favourite next year. So Wimbledon. The other thing it did was it brought him to 18 Grand Slams, two away from Roger. Had a bit of separation from Novak because Novak was on 15. So, you know, so there's that little game that's being played at the moment. And he said, he looks at that. The 20 where Roger is, but it's not his motivation. And he's one of those unique guys where I've loved looking at I've read and held all his press conferences because I just love the quotes that come from him and how authentic from day one to now that he's always spoken about the game and the basics around it. So he's very basic. It's get out there, do the hard work, earn your position, and you know wherever that sits, it sits. It's one of those, you know, it's a great story as well.
Yeah, and he's got a bit of talent to go with it as well. We'll have a little bit of a breather, mate, then we'll get you back on board.
We'll see you on the grass at Wimbledon.
Yeah, we'll be on the grass at Wimbledon. Are you going to head over this year?
Yeah,
or?
I'll be over there. So
beautiful.
Yeah, just had to miss the French, but I'll be at Wimbledon, so I'll be speaking to you from there with all the insights.
Well, strawberries and ice cream. Beautiful. Yeah. Good on you, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, Rog.